it's not just a matter of putting in those doors. That building is so unique that they're actually talking to the original engineer on it right now because of the way that building's built. They can't just throw in some doors.
Take a grain bin or a Quonset and you cut a hole in it, you weaken it. So fire protection was all new to us all of a sudden. Yep. You know, it's kind of dropped on us saying, well, you have 3 years to comply with this, and because we've had it in place since 2012, well, we didn't know about it till this summer.
If you're not putting on an addition, are they still going to make you do this?
Yes. Right. Well, I had that conversation with Gary. You know, if this building project wasn't happening, would we still be required to do all this stuff? And he told me yes. Getting a hold of that code, I guess, looking up to see if, are we grandfathered in if this project doesn't happen, or are we not? You know, I think that's one of the key questions that we would have,
too. I suppose safety matters can't be overlooked and grandfathered in.
Right.
If they think there's a safety aspect. We don't get a clear answer from anybody. You know, what are the codes? What are our obligations?
If the winter show goes away, there is that huge impact to the community. The other thing, you know, with these changes that are required are the income loss to the winter show for booth space. The placement of those doors is critical. That will be determined as soon as we see, you know, what they come up with for placement of those doors to have the least amount of effect on booth space that we have, that we'll have to lose during winter show.
What was that number again? Was it $3 million?
I think it was $3 million. And, you know, and every year we've added events. So every time we add an event, that's more. You know, we have the barrel racing coming up. That's 200 contestants alone. So that's 200 people for sure coming into town. And I know that they've already blocked a block of rooms at the hotel. So, you know, they're staying overnight. I think there's no doubt that it qualifies for food and beverage with the number of people that it indirectly qualifies with the number of people. Let's face it, if the winter show's not here, we can't bring in more events. If it's not there, we can't bring in more events to bring in more people. So it obviously qualifies for food and beverage.